you have this pressure that love marriage, arranged marriage, you can't see this guy because he's from this family or he has this surname, which I think that's the best one. I think that's the best one.
Welcome to the Desi Outsiders podcast. I'm Ankita Narayan.
And I'm Meenal Viz.
And in this pilot episode, we want to get to know you. But first, you need to get to know us. So we're going to tell you all about us.
That's right, Ankita. So first things first, we are two Indian girls living in Europe. But to be more precise, one of us is in Europe and the other just Brexited recently.
We have to get into that, don't we? To be fair, I live in Scotland, so we like to believe that we have nothing to do with what is happening in Britain, and we might crawl back into the EU zone soon, so that is a hope.
Well, back to our podcast, Ankita. We'd like to tell everybody who we are. And so we're both Desis in our own respect. We both live in completely different bubbles. And we understand that so do all of the Desis who either live in India or abroad. And you might be tuning into us right now. And we all have our experiences and we all have our story to tell. And this is why we are here, to help us all come together and join each other on a quest where we try to crack the code on living our lives as Desis or as just generally living in our Indian culture. I'm currently in Prague, studying the degree of my dreams, or my parents' dreams, still not too sure exactly what happened. In fact, this podcast might help me understand a lot of things about my life as I discuss it with Ankita. But I'm studying medicine, and I'm just 2 years away from receiving what I've been working so hard for all these years. A black hat, a black gown, and a scroll with a pretty ribbon on it. Which I will most definitely Instagram with a perfect filter, as we all like to do. So I'm an Indian who was raised outside of India in a more traditional Indian household. So my family brought their values from India into Europe. But Ankita was raised in India with an Indian family, but in a more liberal household. And we will talk about this as we go through our podcasts, and you will get to know a lot more about us. But the whole idea is that Ankita and I are of the same age. We share a heritage which we are very, very proud of. But we've both grown up in completely different environments, and it's shaped us in many different ways. And this is what we're here to talk about. So we're here to talk about the lives of Indians living abroad and, well, not necessarily Indians, but just anybody who's away from home. But knowing Ankita, I doubt we're just going to stick to that topic.
Have you read my blog? I mean, sometimes you hear us going off at a tangent and wonder at the end of an episode, what the hell did I just listen to? But I just want to add to what you just described about our podcast, Meenal. What I want our listeners to know is that this podcast is where a meaningful conversation takes place. And this is a place where we want them to be a part of the conversation as well. So while we are sitting here talking about all these things that are close to our hearts, we want our listeners to participate in this conversation, which is why we created a separate chat channel on our website, desioutsiders.com. Here, you can talk about the episodes that you listened to, what you agreed with, what you didn't fully agree with, what you could relate to, what you couldn't grasp at all. This is where you can go to help us find and build a community of people who want to be a part of this conversation. You might find that there are things that you can't really talk about with your family and friends, but this is where you can come in case you feel like you want to be a part of this conversation. You can also follow us on social media at The Desi Outsiders. If you have a story or an experience to share with us, please send them to mail@desioutsiders.com. If it's a story you want us to share with the world, please mention in your email that you want us to do so. We will not be sharing any of these stories that are sent to us unless explicitly asked to do so.
Yeah, and if we have any mail saying, oh, I have a crush on this guy, I don't know what to say, Ankita and I can't fully help you on that.
But maybe if you have any questions, you can send them to us and we'll collect them and we can talk to you about them on our Q&A sessions.
Yes, exactly. So we can always try and help you where we can. And while we're on the subject of conversation, I think we should address the kind of topics which we will be covering on our podcast. And hopefully this will make you come back to listen to us again.
Yes, especially now that we mentioned Q&A, we might as well talk about the other episodes as well.
So we will talk about a lot of us have faced a lot of things, you know, living in India or living outside of India. And we will talk about relationships, marriage, career choices, living abroad, not just about these topics as a whole, but how to dissect these topics into their layers and how we can tackle each layer so we can get to the end point, which we all want to get to, and which is just to be happy with our lives and just to be happy in the bubble that we're all living in. We will also have guests on our show, and our guests will talk about the struggles they face, the challenges they face. And we really want these guests to help you and to give you that inspiration or that motivation you need. I'm not sure about you, Ankita, but when I was a child or when I was living with my parents, I did not have a role model. I did not have somebody I could look up to and say,
"Oh, I still don't have a role model."
Oh, I thought I was your role model, Ankita.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Actually, you do inspire me, which I'll get to that in a minute. But you were saying,
but that's really sweet, Ankita. By the way, we are in separate relationships, in case you think that we're both in a relationship. So we, Ankita and I, want to show you that people have been through a lot of challenges and people have been down in the drains and they've picked themselves up. Remember, you are not alone in anything that has happened. It's happened to somebody else. It could have happened to someone you would have never expected it to happen. And people have picked themselves up. And we want to give you this hope. We want to give you this ray of sunshine to show you that you're not alone in anything you're facing or anything that you're experiencing.
Exactly, Meenal. When I listened to your story, and I remember even a few minutes ago when I was talking to you, I did mention to you what you're going through right now. We, as in me and my husband, we've already gone through all of that. So we could find this connection. We were two people living in two separate worlds, and we didn't even know we existed till about a few months ago. And we have faced pretty much the same or at least similar struggles in life. And we know that there are more people out there who face the same things on a daily basis. And it would be great to get to know you guys as well. It would be great to share our stories with you and to hear yours in return. Also, you mentioned that we will be talking about dating and relationships and marriage. And one thing I think we should definitely talk about is quote unquote love marriage. Because I remember when I first came to the UK, I met one of my husband's friends and I happened to tell him, "Hey, you know what? We had a love marriage and I was really proud of it." Mm-hmm. And this guy very calmly explains to me that, yeah, here we just call it marriage.
Yeah, Ankita, I mean, everybody who gets married should supposedly be in love. And yep. Love marriage, arranged marriage, we don't want to divide these two things, you know?
Yep.
A lot of us are probably experiencing right now, you know, from our families, and we have this pressure that love marriage, arranged marriage, you can't see this guy because he's from this family or he has this surname, which I think that's the best one. I think that's the best one. His surname. I don't like his surname too much. That's the best one. Or I think a lot of girls have this problem where families say, "Oh, her nose is too big," or "She's too short," or
I was too short. I was that person. So, she's too short. Because my husband, to be fair, he is a good 5'11" tall, and he's really like, he's this big man. He's bigger than the average man, right? And I'm smaller than the average woman. I'm only 4'11" and I'm tiny and I'm petite and I have to go searching for extra small clothes, XS size clothes. And it does look kind of strange when you meet us for the first time. What are you two doing together? But yeah, I was that short girl.
So this is what we want to tell everybody, you know, that people will have these comments, people will have these problems, but it's okay. It's not the end of the world. It is okay.
And we've been through most of this, so we're here to talk to you about all of those things. On that note, Meenal, I think it's time to jump headfirst into our introductions because people need to know who we are as well. We just told them everything about this podcast and we even gave them a glimpse into the kind of episodes that they can expect from us, especially the one about love marriage.
Yeah, before you guys think we're some sort of psychiatrist or have a degree in psychology, we have nothing of that. But what we do have is we have that desire to bring a change, and we have that desire to listen to people and share our stories. So Ankita, I came into medical school at the age of 19, and coming to medical school was a big change because I wasn't living with mom and dad anymore, and I had to take care of myself. I had to wash my own clothes, I had to cook my own food.
Yep.
We meet a lot of new people in college or in university, and for me it was a big shock to my system because being raised at home, I wasn't really allowed to socialize as much as you're exposed to in university. So I still remember in first year, I just had this fear, which has always been instilled in my head, you know, throughout my whole life, that you finish school, you have to go home and you have to study. And I don't know if you had that same sort of idea when you were being raised in India as well. So every time I finished school, I would go home and I'd study, and I would kind of be afraid of the next exam. I always felt that I should be going home and studying and not gallivanting and not having coffee. But there was one day where we finished an exam and our friend said, let's go have some lunch together. So that is when I was really exposed to people, to just, you know, having much more human contact and seeing people and learning about them, learning about their culture. We have people from Germany, from Norway, from Africa, from everywhere. And it was just such an eye-opener that it was a good opportunity for me to develop friendships and to meet new people. And coming to university is probably the best thing that has happened, because I think that if I was still at home, then maybe I wouldn't have learned half the things that I've learned in university. Yep.
And that's an interesting journey, Meenal, especially considering the fact that you're a medical student and you're sitting here doing a podcast with me. I want to know, what was that turning point in your life? How did you get here? How did you decide to do this podcast? And look back at your life and tell me this. Was there any one incident or any one chapter in your life? If that hadn't happened, you would have been living a completely different life and you wouldn't have been doing this podcast now.
Ankita, I don't think it's very difficult to pinpoint the exact turning point in my life, at least. I mean, I'm only 23 and I don't know how much more I have to see in this world. But a lot of the times things become an accumulation and everything just layers up. And I think the biggest turning point was when I started to realize that although my parents have instilled certain values in me, that I want to start doing things my way. You know, that
right.
Our parents always say to us, you know, you should always just focus on your studies, don't do anything else. But when I started saying, actually, I want to try this, I want to go traveling, or I want to meet new people, I want to try things differently, that's when problems started coming in. And it wasn't when I started to say these things, it was when I started to question that, why can't I do this? What's the wrong in doing this?
Yep.
And there was no sort of communication between my parents and myself. You know, there was a big gap, a huge, huge hole in our communication, because as a child, you just nod along to everything. And I think also it was a big shock to my parents that, why is Meenal questioning? Why is she trying to do things differently? This is not how it's supposed to be. Why doesn't she just get along with it as everybody does? And I think that was a big turning point, Ankita. And our listeners will listen to our topics each week, and you will see that Ankita and myself, we have our own ideas and we have our own way of looking at certain things. And it's not the traditional way. And this is when problems started coming in. Not problems, but things started becoming more difficult and there was a lot more resistance, which I had to fight against. So I think my turning point was when I started to see the world and when I started to experience more things.
Exactly. Like I told you a few minutes ago, when I spoke to you with regard to this podcast, when we were discussing ideas and bouncing ideas off each other, we had a proper conversation and I heard your story firsthand from you. And that is when I realized that a lot of the stuff that I was writing for Feminism India probably resonated very deeply with you, mm-hmm. because I was directly addressing a lot of issues that you were going through. And when I spoke to you, the first thing I had to tell you was, Meenal, you're going through it now. I've gone through it before you.
Yep.
And I know exactly. So it's very hard to find people who know exactly what you're going through. Everyone says, I sympathize.
Yes.
But how many people know? But the good news for us is we are not the only two people who've been going through this or who have gone through this. there are hundreds and hundreds of people that I personally know, people that are hopefully listening to this, who are going through a lot of the issues that we will be tackling.
Yes, Ankita. And it's I think a lot of the times we will always sympathize, but we can also empathize. And I think that's the biggest help you can offer someone. If you can put yourself in their shoes and you can listen to them.
Or if you've already been in their shoes.
Exactly. And yeah, and this is what we want to do. And Ankita, I've talked about my turning point. What was your turning point?
To get to my turning point, I think I'll have to first tell our listeners who the hell I am.
That is true.
Another thing is we keep repeating our names so much, like Meenal, and Ankita, because we are two girls who are talking, and it is important for people to start to recognize our voices. Otherwise, you wouldn't know who is saying what.
Yep.
To make matters easier, the one with the British accent is Meenal, and the one with the peacock voice is Ankita.
The one who might sound angry from time to time is definitely Meenal.
Oh, Ankita also sounds angry sometimes. But yeah, so. About me, some of you might know me through my website called 22 Nelson Street, which is where I have been publicly humiliating my husband for almost a year now. Not only my husband, but also a few friends and my parents, some people who suffer in silence, some people who didn't take too kindly to it, some people who adore it. But the bottom line is, a few months ago, I started getting paid for writing their stories online. And essentially, if you ask me what I do for a living, I think the technical term to use would be I pimp out my husband for money or his stories or stories.
The more posh version or the more sophisticated version would be I'm a writer.
I'm a writer. But the technical term would be I pimp him out. Four stories, him, his ex-roommate, okay. A few friends, their bromance, all of those stories. But so while I was writing for my website, Meenal, you found me. You came to me and asked me to write for you, which was great. You know, it was a different kind of writing for me. It was an outlet for me where I could talk about social issues and other things that I feel for. The stuff that I don't discuss on my website because it's more of a personal website, and I'm more humorous on my website. So here I could be more serious.
Yep.
And that was a great space for me to, you know, play around with. And while I was doing this, I always used to listen to podcasts. And at one point, I remember asking my husband, hey, would you like to start a podcast with me? You know, that would be fun. And he said, I'm not sure I'm going to talk with you, but if you want to do it, I'm going to set it up for you because that's actually going to be fun. And he bought the domain and he was like, let's do this. But the idea just rested in one corner of my brain for a while. And then, Meenal, you come up to me and you say, Ankita, do you want to do a podcast? That would be fun. You said the exact same thing that I said to him months ago. And I knew this was a sign. This is great. We can actually do this. And that is how this whole idea and this concept was born. And we finally got around to releasing it.
So a lot of our listeners should know that Ankita's husband, although he pushed you to one side when he mentioned the podcast, he has been backstage doing all the hard work and doing all the technical stuff for us. So hats off to Shane. And without Shane, we wouldn't be doing this either.
We have an audio engineer. We have a tech guy who does the tech stuff. We have a PR guy. We have all of these guys, but all of these guys is one person.
Yeah, that's Shane.
Yeah, and he accepts payment only in ice cream. Okay. So
how much ice cream can you have in Scotland? It's so cold over there.
Oh, you have no idea. Don't challenge him.
So Ankita, you've mentioned your story now, so I really want to know, what was the point in your life that shaped you, and what was the point in your life where you said things have to change? What was that turning point, Ankita?
I didn't exactly have a point where I decided that things have to change, you know. I think I'm thankful for that, because I don't know if I would have coped well under that kind of pressure and decided that I wanted to bring a change into this world. But I do look back at my life, and one incident does pop up in my mind. And that is when I met Shane. At the risk of sounding like a hopeless romantic and a traitor to my cause, I believe that my turning point was when we started talking. And you, before you judge me too harshly for what I'm about to say, you understand what I'm talking about once you listen to the story. So in 2011, I was a very sad person. I was upset. Things were not going according to plan. Some things were not happening. Some things were happening. It was just a bad, bad phase. And then on this one day, I lost it. I broke down. Mm-hmm. And I was in a very bad mood. Everything had gone wrong. I didn't know what to do. And I was really angry and sad. And I was feeling defeated on that day. So I was this person who used to have a list on Facebook. Now, this list comprised of the handful of people that I was okay with talking to when I went online.
Yeah.
So basically, I think when I passed out of school in 2009 and 2010, 2011, those were the years on Facebook when people did not necessarily want to just share their photos or tell people that they were having a great time.
Yep.
People actually tried to connect with one another through the messaging, Facebook Messenger. Uh-huh. I don't know if Messenger existed, but you go online and basically a lot of people would try to talk to you.
Yep.
Because they see you online. And I was never a very social person. I did not want to reconnect with people I had studied with because I did not really like my school.
Okay.
And I guess I'll get to that maybe later, but not now. So I created this list. There was this option to create a list of people that could see you online. And they were just 4 or 5 people, my close friends and family, who could see me mm-hmm. online. But on this day that I was feeling sad, I disabled the list. And because I just felt really lonely as well. So I thought maybe talking to someone else might help.
Yeah.
And I disabled the list and a bunch of people were online. I didn't go looking for a conversation. I was just waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when Shane actually sent me a message saying, hey, will you be attending the school reunion? And I said, nope.
Okay.
And he asked me, but why? And almost everyone I studied with knew that I wasn't a big fan of school or that I didn't socialize that much. But when he asked me why, I thought that maybe he was mocking me. He was pretending as if he didn't know. I said, what do you mean, why?
Yeah.
You obviously know why. Why are you asking me this question? The thing is, he was never in class. He was always bunking in the computer lab.
Oh.
He was he didn't know me. The only thing is he was organizing the school reunion. He was in the UK at the time.
Right.
He was coming down for holiday and somehow someone entrusted him with the responsibility of getting everyone together and organizing a school reunion.
Yeah.
And he had a list of people who had not responded to the invite. And I was obviously on the list and he saw me online and he thought, hey, I might as well ask her if she's coming. And I said, no. And he was intrigued. And there a conversation started. Now, Meenal, this is the part where I think this was a turning point. All this had to happen. All this happened because certain things had to happen in the right order.
Yeah.
I had to have a shit day. I had to disable my list.
Yeah.
Shane had to be coming down on holiday at exactly the same time. Shane had to be organizing this. He had to see me online and decide that he wanted to talk to me. Because if he hadn't decided to talk to me then, I would have just said a no. And he would have asked me why. And I would have made up some excuse like, it's inconvenient at the time I'll be traveling or whatever.
Yeah.
But because I was in such a bad mood and because I was actually looking for conversation when he asked me, I poured my heart out to him and I told him, these are the reasons why, you idiot. I will not be.
Poor Shane. Shane, don't. Shane, if you're listening, I'm going to bring you lots of ice cream.
Yes. He'll be happy.
Well, Ankita, I think the same thing happened to me. I don't think if I came to Prague, I don't think I would have seen these things. Or I think because Prague, where I'm studying, you know, we're such a small community, such a tight bunch of people, that you have that thinking space, you have that time to think. If I was studying in the UK, which a lot of people do, you know, to study medicine, it's a more common choice, you know, to go there. I would,
and I believe you were looking at Southampton University, which is where Shane studied.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shane is everywhere. I was looking to go to the UK, but I didn't get to the UK. And I think that was, as you said, Ankita, that certain things have to happen in your life to shape you. And if I had gone to the UK, I would have been surrounded by 200-300 people in my class. And it's so easy to just get involved in that. But in Prague, living with a small bunch of people, you have that time to think. You have that time to say, actually, I'm going to step out of this bubble. I don't want to be here in the same idea. So the way we've had our turning points in our lives that have shaped us, we want our listeners to think about it as well. What have they been through? What was the point in their life where they...
Everyone has that, right? Yeah. Everyone has that one thing. If that hadn't happened, then things would have been different. Like, I know for certain that maybe I wouldn't have started this blog, or maybe I wouldn't have started this podcast, maybe another blog or another podcast, but not this one.
Yeah, that's right, Ankita. And we have both been through what we've been through, and I'm sure this is just the beginning of it. And we would share all this with our listeners. And
oh God, Mina, we are 24 years old and we're sitting and complaining about things. I mean, if this is our biggest problem in life, then God bless us.
Well, we're not complaining, Ankita, we're sharing.
Yeah, we're just sharing because we know that there are others and nobody's alone.
Yeah.
If my story could be relatable to you, or if your story is something that I can relate to, then definitely there are others out there who can relate to our story.
So on that note, we'd like to say goodbye to our listeners. And until next time, I'm Mino.
And I'm Ankita.
And we are Desi Outsiders.